You see, not only did the Green Mountain Boys defend the New Hampshire land grants from New York, they made a lot of very important contributions to the war for independence. May 10, 1775, Ethan Allen led 82 of the Green Mountain Boys on that fateful surprise attack on Fort Ticonderoga in the middle of the night. It took them 10 minutes to capture the fort. British soldiers were sleepy, tired. Not the first time the British were surprised, was it? No. But it was the first victory of the Revolutionary War. Now, if you've read the Reverse Deception book, you'll know that in Chapter 2, we talk about how important that Fort Ticonderoga victory was. See, Washington had encircled Admiral Howe in the British harbor and his fleet. And don't take a deep breath. There's a General Howe and his brother, Admiral Howe. So before you start sending me notes and messages and stuff like that, just take a deep breath, okay? All right. Now, the Green Mountain Boys had captured the cannons and the weapons, and they brought them through the snow. And don't forget, and this is strange because it's May, right? It's stinking May, and they've got snow. They took it 300 miles, and they brought it to Boston. Now, if you think that you had a long, hard, tough winter, these guys, I'll tell you what. So they brought the cannons and they dug them in up on the heights, Dorchester Heights, overlooking the city of Boston and Admiral Howe's fleet. Now here's the beauty. Admiral Howe gets up in the morning. He hears, your guys hear all of the earthworks being created. They have no idea what's going on. They can't get anybody close enough to check it out. First light, Admiral Howe gets up, takes a look out there, and he sees all these cannons pointing down at him. So, onesies, twosies, I guess I'll just leave Boston Harbor. And General Washington, you know what? You got this, pal. All right, I'm out of here. Admiral Howe took his guys back to the harbor down in New York City. New York City. Yep, that New York City. Now here's the beauty. And this is why it's in the book, Reverse Deception. Here's the beauty of what Washington had Ethan Allen and the Green Mountain Boys do. Brought back all the cannons. I didn't say a word about a cannonball, did I? No. You see, Washington had no ammunition for the cannons. He just had the cannons. And boy, oh boy, that's all he had to see. And Admiral Howe said, I am out of here. Because he didn't know the real truth, did he? He only could see part of what the threat was. He assumed that they had ammunition for the cannons. Otherwise, why would they put the cannons up in the first place, right? Doesn't make any sense. So there you go. Now, some of the other amazing things the Green Mountain Boys were involved with was the Battle of Hubbardtown. Now, in July 1777, General John Burgoyne, British general, led a large invasion from Canada. You might have remembered this from your history books. And he forced the Continental Army to retreat farther and farther south. As the British approached Hubbardton, Vermont, the Green Mountain Boys took a stand on a grassy hill. They wanted to slow down the British army so that the rest of the Continentals could escape and recover. Well, the British army won, but the Green Mountain Boys achieved their goal and slowed them down immensely. The British were forced to temporarily stop. They couldn't follow on and continue with the chase because they had so many wounded soldiers, allowing the Continentals to escape. And of course, that had all of the makings of the perfect setup for what happened in Saratoga just a little bit later that year. Because of destroying the British supply chains and supply lines, the British lost in Saratoga, giving the rebels their big, I guess it would be a turning point in the war, actually, because it was so important. Another great victory for the Green Mountain Boys, of course, was at the Battle of Bennington. And just for a historical purpose, deception, the Battle of Bennington didn't take place in Bennington. Where did it take place? Well, it actually took place about 10 miles away in Wallumsack, New York. So keep that little note in your book there, all right? But in August 1777, the British Army was still pushing the Continental South, okay? And although the British were fighting successfully, they needed more and more provisions. And this is where the supply chains get cut off at. This is where the Battle of Hubbardton sets them up for a victory in Bennington. The Green Mountain Boys at that time were led by General John Stark. And they prevented the Redcoats from getting the supplies out of Bennington. See, they never actually got to Bennington to get near the supplies. But something interesting that did happen there, one of my ancestors who was working for the Continentals was seen with a couple of British and was taken and tried and was convicted of being a Tory. They threw him in jail for a while. And he continued to proclaim that he wasn't a Tory, but in fact, he took off to New Brunswick after the war was over because it was so difficult to live in the area where he was, even though he said he wasn't a Tory. People would accuse him of that consistently. So he took the family, went up to New Brunswick. And I suspect that's what happened with a lot of folks. Even if they weren't a Tory, if they did get accused of it, they would be forced to move anyways. Unfortunately, he seemed a little bit too comfortable with the other Tories, and he probably was a Tory. So it goes. The interesting part was he was fighting against my future relatives on my grandfather's side, who were rebels. So they were on the Continental side. Like a lot of folks, I had relatives on both sides of that conflict. So back to Vermont. Now, in 1776, when the original 13 colonies declared independence from Great Britain, Vermont wanted to be a 14th state at the same time. The Continental Congress did not go along with that because of